Lovely welcome to the podcast episode, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to do with you an online life coaching session, which we do really in real time, now and together. So it's another, in fact, non-verbal analysis tool, as I just said in the last episode. And I'm sure you will really enjoy this one. So get really ready, because also this one is a very practical episode, and I'm sure you will have great fun of this. So thank you very much for listening to this, and I would say let's get started. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Welcome back, and thank you for listening also to this online live coaching session, which we now going to do as if we were just sitting vis-a-vis from each other. And I'm very sure you will love this episode. It's really great fun for me doing it. And I want you, you know, that we now do this really together. Just imagine you were sitting here in my coaching lounge, and we just now get to start to work on your topic. And of course, you have your critical partner ready in your mind, and also the situation, and you already started working on these two things already together with all the analysis tool. I think 3 to 4 we were already talking about, and today we're gonna deepen this much further. All right, so it's gonna be a very practical one. So I would like now that we do this really together, step by step. And we do this really as if you were sitting in front of me. So take out your painting pad, in fact. Make yourself comfortable. Put the colors and the things you were in fact buying with the painting pad together, like the Vex crayon ones, you know, or like the watercolors you have, or for example, the oiled color you just bought, or whatever you have right on your hands, that you are really able to do with me this non-verbal analysis practice. And when you're really ready, and you sit at the spot where you feel very comfortable, you open up the painting pad, you just sit in front of it, and on the right or left side, you have opened the colors which you now need, that we start the next exercise. So I'm going to animate you a little bit through what kind of steps I'm asking you now kindly to do, that we really work on your topic together further. All right, so when you're ready, you sit comfortable, then I'll ask you kindly that you picture the thing which you have in your mind, and you try that you draw yourself and your critical partner in the situation which is keeps on spinning in your head since years now on the piece of paper. And I want you to do that autonomically, you know, correct? So with feet, I want to see legs, I want to see a body with arms and 5 fingers. I want to see, of course, a head with eyes, a nose, a mouth, ears, and hairs, of course. And you do this while starting painting, both of you, in one picture, from starting from your shoes. And don't worry about it, we're not any sort of Picasso, so that's not the point. I want you really to paint the situation as accurate as possible, which you can right now. You know, we try to really analyze the situation, so be as precise as you can and start painting now. I wish you great fun, and I'll leave you a couple of minutes doing that. I will put on some music that you really can, you know, get into the process and really start painting it. And then after a while, I will give you some additional guidance. So I'm now starting with the music, and I wish you great fun with it. ready and you have painted the situation with you and your critical partner in that scene, in that situation, what up till now is really bothering you, then I want you to look at your just painted picture. And really don't worry about that, you're not a Picasso, this is not the sense of the exercise. I want you that you really have a look at it and that you give your picture a title. Alright? I want you just to think about the first thing which comes in your mind when you have a look into your situation, which really describes this scene, that situation, the best for you at the moment. And you can be really creative and it can be just one word or one or two. It doesn't matter. Just what is really describing for you the most, the most that situation. You're doing a great job. And then I want you that you have a look at the person at the right side of your picture. Whoever is at the right side, that doesn't matter. We start with one person and that is the person on your right side. And then I want you to give that person a description of how this person in fact is, you know, what sort of impression, how does this person stand body-wise on your picture? What kind of impression do you get from this person? And when you've done that, then you try to explain or describe the person emotionally. How does this person look to you emotionally at this moment on this picture? When you've done that, you think about how old seems this person on the picture to you. How old is it? It does not have to have anything to do with the real age of that person. How old seems this person to be on this picture? And when you've done that, then you have a look at the person on the left side of the picture. And there you do the same thing. You try to describe this person from the body. So how does this person look to you? How does this person seems to look to you body-wise? And then, of course, you try to describe the person emotionally as well. How does this person emotionally look like at the moment to you? Just out of your feeling. And then, of course, also for this person, you try to estimate the age. How old does this person look like to be on your picture? And here again, it does not have to have anything to do with the real age of that person. And when you've done that, I want you to put the actual date of today down and that you sign your first paint picture. And I'm sure you've painted a lovely picture. It's really important, you know, that you could also now show it to someone else, that the other person sees, you know, how you felt, in fact, in that situation. And also with the other analysis, you know, tools I showed and presented to you, and also with this one, I can invite you that you, for example, take a picture of you just painted picture and that you send it to me via Signal, WhatsApp, or via the walkie-talkie, and that I really can see it and that you can share your feeling with me. All right, you're more than welcome to do so. And when you would like to do that, you can also, of course, tape yourself that you introduce and say what you see, in fact, on this picture, you know, that you read out the heading, that you explain me who's on the left and who's on the right and how, you know, they seem to look like, you know, body-wise and emotionally and also regarding their ages. You're more welcome to do that. And you know exactly why I'm offering you this. It is important that, you know, the feelings, the thoughts which you have, that you really share that with someone. And we already talked about it, because by sharing these thoughts, these emotions with someone else, they can really become reality. And this is so important, because we are interactive living beings, and we only become who we are through the interaction with other people. So you really worked on yourself, you really did a great picture, though you're not Picasso, and this is exactly what we're looking for, and please share it with me, all right? And you will get also with the other ones a clear sign that I received it and that I saw it. All right. So thank you very much also for listening for this one. And I hope you really enjoyed this practical analysis tool. My cat is always running around here. And that you really enjoyed this practical nonverbal analysis tool and that you really had great fun with it. If you have further questions about it, why we do it like this, and what also that you see additional more examples, of course, we can be here a little bit in interaction. And I will also make one or two additional ones, and also, you know, we'll put that maybe a little bit on my website, that you really see also true examples behind it. But it's a very crucial one, and really that you can show someone else your emotions, your feelings about it, all right? And this is exactly what we're working on. And yes, this is another analysis tool. So I hope you had great fun with it. I personally really love it. I love paintings and all these things, and it's enormous what you really can do with that technique. So thank you very much for listening. And I'm also looking forward to receiving your results and also to make comments on it. So if everything is going a little bit too slowly, you have at any time the option that you get in contact with me. We'll make one-to-one sessions, and that we can really speed you up, and that you really get, you know, another additional faster way of doing it. So thank you very much for listening also to this episode, and up to the next one.